Kumlen la blak gemore rup lef hey am an olive and sechta shvus tezvav kislev. Says the gemore gufa, let's analyze what we said before. So even though it's sechta shvus, the first two prokim have long to be doing very little shvus. Minayin shein chayiv, how do you know when it comes to tumah you're only chayiv? We had a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, how you chayiv by tumah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you are chayiv whether there was a helim of tumah or a helim of a kodesh or migdash. You knew you were tameh, you forgot to carry migdash. According to Rabbi Kiva, only if you forgot you were tameh. How do you know? The only time you chayv is you forgot. You knew. Tamalayim, we brought a pasuk. It says a pasuk. Vinelim shnei pamim. It says twice in the pasuk vinelim that he was tamei, and he says vinelim he forgot, and then it says vinelim again, and then it says chiyada, and he yada and he knew. So we say. It says Vanellum once, then it says second time Vanellum. What's the second time Vanellum tell you that he had to yada? That he had to have a yediyah first, then a Nelum. So that, according to Kiva, we have a drasha to tell you that he had to know before he forgot. If he did not know and he went in Tameh, you don't bring a carbon even after he found out. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. And Rebbe says, Einu tzarich, it's totally unnecessary to have an extra word vanellum, but you ought to teach you that. The word vanellum itself means, and it was forgotten from him, which means it was hidden from him. Hidden from him means that he should have known, he could have known, he did know, and then he forgot. So the very fact of vanellum, we know that already. So why is it a second time vanellum, but you ought to teach you that even other things, he knew he was tummy, but he forgot that there was a base of migdash, you're also a chayv of carbon of the yod. So Rebbe Omer, Einu tzarich, Omer vanellum, says vanellum, and it was concealed from him, Miklal, Sheyada, he once knew. Hu Yada, so what do you do with the extra word? It said, Hu Yada, Vanellum, a second time, Hu Yada. Hadikan Shte Yediyah. There's another kind of Yediyah. What's the other kind of Yediyah? Well, you knew you were Tummy, but you forgot that this is based on Migdash or carbon. Im Ke Matam Levanel, Machayim, Helm, Tummy, Val Helm, Migdash, Chayim, and both. That's what we learned in the Braisa yesterday. Omar, let's analyze this. You're telling me the word Vanellum is concealed from him means that he once knew. How do you see in the word Vanellum that he once knew? Maybe Vanellum was always concealed from him, he never knew. Pretty much Vanellum, Miklal Shiyoda, my mashma, how does he know Miklal Shiyoda? How do you know? Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, mid the likes, he doesn't say he aluma mi menu, and it was always concealed from him. It says Vanellum, sounds like it's now concealed from him, but once upon a time he knew. Omar Abai by himself, that's how you dash, let me ask a question, let me ask according to this Gabi Saita, by a Saita, it says that if the husband was unaware that his wife was with somebody else, Vanellum me'ene isha, and it was concealed from the eyes of her husband, as the Pasuk says, according to your drasha, Vanellum means that he did know that his wife, whatever, committed adultery, and he continued living with her, didn't do anything about it. And now he forgot, or and so on. Miklal de have a yod and mikar. Using your word vanilla means he once knew. And the din is that if he once knew and he continued living with his wife, then the water will no longer have its effect. He have a yod and mibatkala. Not a suspicion, but the moment he does something wrong, he lives with her. After he knows, the water won't have its effect. So mi batkula my, how is the water going to work? What time we learn? Vinika, it says in the pasuk, Vinika ha'ish ma'avoin, and the man is clean from any sin. But isha he tisa avoin, she's the one who has to carry the burden of sin. So we dash him from the bisman. Sha'ish manuka, the man is clear from sin. Then avon amayim ma'avon from sin hamayim baikin. I say the water will do its job. Ain't a ish manuka ma'avon. The man is not clear from sin. No, he continued living with his wife, knowing that she committed adultery. Then ain't a mayim baikin zishtoi. It doesn't work anymore. That's number one. Vesu, furthermore, Gabi Toida, by Toida it says, Vinelma me'ene kol chai, that the Toida was forgotten from everybody, from all the eyes of everybody. He said, Uma eifa shemayim nisra, was concealed from the eyes of the birds. Miklal de ikad have a yoda bay. That what people knew the Eberstein, the highest madregas. Voksiv lo yoda enosh erka, nobody really knows his true value. And according to you, Nelma means that they knew, whoever knew the madrega of the Eberstein over there that he was complaining about. Elam Rabaya. Abaya is a new word. You know what it means? The vanellum that he once knew? Interesting word. Kesava Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion. Yediyah's base rabbi. Shema Yediyah. If you had a good education and you learned that was awesome, then even though now you forgot, it's as if you even though now when you came to eat whatever it is, you didn't know you're doing something wrong, it's as if you knew. It's as if you once knew, because you just didn't apply yourself. Had you applied your knowledge you had before, you would have known. You would have known. Look at Ashi. Let's learn Ashi. Not now. Not when you ate, not when you tell me. So I'm saying, if you would have applied yourself, right now, you would have just took the learning that you had, the theory, and used it. You were right, we realized you're in a Veda. That's called Yediya. Even though, not the Pshat Yediya is that you knew right now that I was tummy and that I forgot. Even if I did not know I was tummy. Since I should have known that I was tummy. Or I did not realize it's a carbon. Listen to what Ashi. He had relations with his wife after they she was alone with his man. Yediyah is beis rabbi. Shalomad be beis rabbi. He learned in yeshiva. Shana geya betume tummy. So he learned the din. You touch tummy, you become tummy. Who yada? And he knew. She heard against kishenog. He knew that he touched something. He just didn't think. Oh, this is what I learned. Avalah, he's bainin losam aliba. He didn't apply himself. Shenitma that. Oh, this is what it is. I become tame. Shema idea. That's enough to be called idea. It's not a shagig anymore. So he knew what he did. He just didn't apply the knowledge that he had in this situation. So that's called idea. So until now, we learned idea means you knew you were tame and then you forgot. He's saying no, you never knew you were tame. You knew you touched it, and you should have known that this made you tummy. You just never thought about it, and you never applied it. So it's a new dimension in Yediyah. This is only according to Rebbe. Rabbi Kiva holds. We do a full service here over here. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva learns Yada means you actually knew. According to Rebbe, Yada means it has a whole new meaning. Yediyah is based on Rabbi Shema Yediyah. Says the Gemara, Omele Rapapalabaya, Eladiktoni, it says. So let me ask a question. Ain ba Yediyah betchila be Yisrael. If you give me a whole new pshat in Yediyah, it doesn't mean that he knew right now that it became Tameh. Yediyah means that he wants, that he should have known because he learned Yeshiva. So what do you mean, Ain ba Yediyah? How's ever Shaykh somebody has no Yediyah? He never learned anything. Which Yid doesn't know anything? Miyika de Leslie Yediyah Bishrabi, which kid doesn't go to Jewish school? Is there a kid that doesn't go to Jewish school? You might be asking a question. It's impossible. Yes. You're right. A kid growing up in a Jewish neighborhood, impossible he wouldn't go to Jewish school. But if a kid grew up amongst Goyim, was kidnapped. Amongst Goyim, never had a Jewish school. It was only a concept. You might imagine that a Jewish kid would not go to a Yiddish school, get Yiddish chinuch. So that's a Tinnik Shanishba, is somebody who have any idea, has no Yediyah based rabbi. It rained. I don't know if you noticed. We're in Daf Hey, I'm at Aleph. We're in the second wide line. On the bottom of the page. Tzman Hasam. We learned over there. The next thing I mentioned, we learned over there in Masechta Shabbos right in the beginning. Yetzias Shabbos. When the Yetzias Shabbos is Shtayim Shem Arbefrim. The carrying on of Shabbos is two, which become four for inside. So Rashi, the letter is a shtayim. Let's do Rashi. What do you mean? There's two main ones that become another two ancillaries, and then for inside and for outside. Now, there's two ways of understanding inside and outside. One way of understanding inside is the guy standing inside, and therefore shtayim means there's haitzah and achnasa. The guy inside, he takes out is one, bringing in is two. That's both matayda. Then he has two midrabanan. If he takes it out and the oni takes it from him, or he lifts it up and the oni takes it from him. That's bifnim, and bechutz is all the way around for the oni standing outside. That's why we're learning pshat. Another way of learning pshat means achnasa. There's two by two of bringing in one of the balabais, one of the oni, taking out again. There's two of the rabbanans, and bechutz means haitzah, taking outside. Let's see how Rashi learns over here. Machlekes Yeshayim Harolim Shat. Rashi over here. Dal befrim shtayim lechiv hachnasa. So the oni vachnasa balabais. Rashi here learns befrim does not mean the guy standing inside, the guy standing outside. It means bringing in hachnasa. There's two hachnasas. One for the guy standing inside, bringing it in, and one for the guy standing outside, bringing it in. Ubeiz leptur and two midrabanan. Kishazeh oiker vezemaniach. One guy does the lifting, one guy putting down. The chsiv ba'asoisa. Only ha'oisa is kula. Does all of it. Okay, back to the Gemara. We're back to the Gemara. Maishna hacha. So why over here in Masechta Shavuos it says Tanish Dayim Shein Dalad V'Suloi? Why in Masechta Shavuos it says that two main the Gemara, that two main ones that become four, and in Masechta Shabbos it says that two main ones become four for the guy standing inside, two main ones becoming four for the guy standing outside. So many more details. Umaishna hachon the Tanish Dayim Shein Rabbi Fnimish Dayim Rabbi Chutz. Says it more simple. Hossam over there, the Ika Shabbosu over there is the main sugi of the laws of Shabbos. It goes into detail, Tani others, it learns the others, and my, what's that word? I missed a single line. Hossam, the Ika Shabbosu, Tani others, with Tulis. It says others and Tulis. Hoch over here, the Lav Ika Shabbosu, others, Tani, with Tulis, like Tani. What are the others and what are the tulis? The others, it seems Pashto the Gemara here, the others is the haitzah and the tulis achnasa. Haitzah is in the pasuk. They shouldn't bring from their homes into the street, so that's haitzah. And achnasa we learn from the Mishkan. So it's a tulis, so that's a tulis. Even though in the Gemara Shabbos, actually Machlek is a papa and others hold that achnasa is not a tulis at all. But this Gemara here simply learns a tulis. So over there, it's the main set of Shabbos. We learn the Avos and the Tulis. However, here, Hocha the Lavik of Shabbos. So over here, it's not the main thing of Shabbos. Avos Tani, the Tulis like Tani. Says the Gemara, Avos, my Neo, what are the Avos? Yitzis. How many Avos are there? Two. Yitzis, Tatav, and Hadi, tell me, Stein, Shen, Arbe. If all we're learning about is Yitzis, there's only two kinds of taking out. The guy standing inside, the guy standing outside, bringing out the window, that's all. Hadi get Shen, Arbe, in Haitzos. Why not? We're talking about Haitzahs, two from the Torah and two from the Rabbanon. On Shabbos, if you only do a half a job, in order to be liable for carrying on Shabbos, you have to pick it up, Akira, take it outside, and then putting it down, Hanocha. If I pick it up, take it outside, and someone else puts it down, takes it from my hand and puts it down, or I pick it up, someone else takes it from my hand inside and brings it outside, then both of us are only Chayim the Rabbanon. So why isn't our Mishnah telling us that two from the Torah, Yitzhiya, and the two Yitzhiya is the Rabbanon? But it can be because the Mishnah is talking about carbon oil of a yared. But dumya the maras gonna going tani. It says it has to be similar to maras nagoyim, which are all kabanas. Mahas and kulachiv, kulachiv all chayiv. And if they're all chayiv, how do you get four? If we're only talking about haitzas, you're right. We're talking about sai haitzah and sai achnasa. And our papa is the one who holds that achnasa is of as well. So he's now changing the pshat. Elo our papa. Hasam the Ika Shabbos Tani Chiyuv Abtura. There the Ika Shabbos is, it tells you all the Chiyuv of the Torah and the Chiyuv of the Rabbanon. Hacha, which is not the Ika Shabbos, Chiyuv Tani Abtura Le Tani. Here it's not the Ika Shabbos, it tells you the Chiyuvim, or does not tell you the Abtura of the Rabbanon. Okay, Rashi. Rashi, the Ika Shabbos, Sheikim, Mesechta Bissura Shabbos, the whole Mesechta is about Shabbos. Ovis, Yitzhiya, Shehem and Atayra. Tulis is Achnosis. So Rashi clearly learned that Tulis is Achnosis. The Lame of Fashi, Beza clear. Tata Havi, Mesechta Hachadala 4. So we say, Shtayim Lechiv, Hoitzah, the only Yitzhah, the Balabais, and Shtayim Lepturah, the two of the Rabbanans. Achas, Shah, only Poishit Yod Lefnin, the poor man puts his hand in the window. The Nosan Balabais Lechicha, the Balabais puts it in the poor man's hand. So the Balabais did the Akita. And the poor man didn't do any akira. Well, only I see the oved iu hanocha. All he did was the hanocha. The oved akira, he did not lift it. The balabai is oka, and the balabai is lifted. What did he put down? Ushneim turned the both potim hatayda. And achas. Another example is doing Rashi. The balabai is poishet yodim midlei lechutz. The balabai stretches his hand outside, full. The notal ha'oni mitoicha. The poor man takes from there. He niach. He puts it down. The oved nami balabai is akira. The balabai did the akira and the taking out. The ha'oni did the hanocha. They're both part of these toys. Says the Gemara. It's called Haitzah. But if I. You have to walk. I'm in my window, in my house. I take it from my table, I put it outside the ledge on the street for through my window. However, I have to put it down. If I'm about to put it down, somebody takes it from my hand, I didn't put it down. He put it down. So Mahatayra, we didn't do. That's a different aver altogether. That's called walking 4 feet, 4 cubits in the street. This is Haitzah. Haitzah is taking outside. Hachnas is bringing inside. There's another thing called Ha'avora, which means walking 4 amas in the street itself. Picking up middle of the street and putting it down further down the street. If you have something inside your hand. Yes. Even 1 inch. So it's back to the Gemara. Says you want to bite it.
Oh, so then that's a separate one. That's the action
hasn't been finished.
That's exactly it.
Because
you initiated the
action
by lifting.
If he tights
it, he puts it
there,
then
two of Dalit does not put the third. And eventually, has to put it down. Says you want to bite. My Niyu Yitzias, you're telling me that our Mishnah. You tell me that it says in the Mishnah Yitzias a Shabbat Yitzias. Yitzias tak you da haven shtayim da hitzah v'shtayim da chnasa. How do you get four? So we said there's two of hitzah and there's two of hachnasa. Think about Yitzias, Tony. How can you tell me that you get to the full calculation? You have two Yitzias and two hachnasas, right? Yitzias the oni Yitzias the balabais, hachnasa the oni chnasa balabais. The Mishnah's heading is Yitzias. Yitzias means taking out. If we're talking about taking out, all you have is two. The guy standing inside takes out, and the guy standing outside puts his hand in and takes out. That's it. How do you get forward? The only way you get forward is by bringing in, but that's achnas, not yitzia. The Mishnah starts yitzia isa shabbos shtayin and arba, and then you give me two examples of achnas. That doesn't make sense. On baravashi, yes, it does, because tana achnas nami hoitza korolei. The word hoitza can also be a generic word. When you have hoitza and achnas, then hoitza means in contrast to achnas taking out. But if you're not bringing down the word achnasa, just saying it's all covers both carrying. Yeah, exactly. No, that's a different answer anymore. It's all, it became the generic word that you don't have to go, if you don't want to go in detail, you say the av and the tool automatically is included. Rashi, chiyuv ma'ani yitzis, the hog yitzis toni, yitzis the chiyuv tati only two, the havin chodo de oni v'chodo abai. So we say that the word haitzah covers also achnasa. Okay, because it's a tool of it. Says Moshe, "My, how do you know? How do you know that the word haitzah covers also achnasa?" So he says, "It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Amoitzi mishus l'shus chayiv. Somebody takes from one shus to another chayiv. Mi lo yaskin. It says in the Mishnah when it talks about all the 39 different malachas, the very last malach is carrying. And the way the Mishnah describes it, hamoitzi mishus l'shus. You're taking from one domain to another. It doesn't tell you which way you're going, outside or inside. So we see that word hamoitzi can mean both ways." So hamaitzi can include achnasa. Freddy Gemara, Gemara concludes, me loyaskin, and aren't we talking about the kama ayil iyula? He's bringing in just as a taking out, and yet v'hakukar leitzah, we refer to it as itzah. So who said v'dilma come mapping, which is a yochish, which is a rabbi? Maybe he only means going out. Maybe when it says hamaitzi mishus mishus means he's taking out from a yochish, which is a rabbi. Who said it includes achnasa? Says Gemara, because if it specifically meant that, then Imkain should have been a bit more specific. Nisli should have said Hamoitzi Mishus Ayochid Lishus Rabim. My Mishus Lishus. Why did the Mishnah omit the domain, just saying from one domain to another to tell you out of which way you go? That Filu Mishus Rabim Mishus Ayochid is the same thing. The Kokarele Haitza, and he refers to it as a Tzah. And what's the swada? Why tak is it so? The time of my why is it so? Tana, this Tana believes that kol akidas chayfetz mekayma, whenever you dislodge an object from its original place, you lift it up. Haitza kadule, it's called haitza. It's called taking out. And that's why it's called yitzias. Not yitzias from the rishus, yitzias from its place. It left its place. So I don't care which way it's going. It's right. It's nothing wrong with it. It's appropriate word to use. The appropriate word to use is yitzias. Rashi. But now we learn be inyan of malach that might be shut just me last game with tomato come ayel you little koch kaim la nami but the khaybe khaybe la might go might see I talk correlation with might see me come out of a place let's do top tasis so it's very difficult to understand in that Mishnah it talks about of malach so why are we including hachnosa that's one of the rays that Azra brings that hachnosa is actually an av that Mishnah holds an av because it's included in that Mishnah but if it holds a tulu like we may be learning here in the Gemara why would you include Hachnasa in that Mishnah when everything in that Mishnah is only other says Taisa top Taisis. Milas in the Maya Vitamin Mishnah the Tony Tulda that saw Mishar Tulda Shalavas. Why is it that the only Tulda that's mentioned in that Mishnah is Hachnasa when no other Malacha Tulda is included? Number one. Vaitema, furthermore, the Tani, it says clearly in that Mishnah when it wraps it up, it says safe at the end. Hade Elu Mem Avas Malachas Chasar Achas. It says clearly these are 39 Avas Malachas. So why are you including Hachnasa? Mashmad like Tani Shum Tulda. And this is the Rai from those Ashrayim behold that Hachnasa is an Av. But how do we learn and taste the whole like actually that's a Tulda? Vyashloimis, he's like this. The Vaday Hamoitzim Lashus Rashus, when the Mishnah said Rashus Rashus, it meant Ikra Loitan El Mishum Itzah. It's really trying to tell you all about Itzah. Ela the Kayel Hachnasa Derech Tzorah. But since it didn't have to add any word, in fact, it took a word off. All it, the only thing you had to do to include the tula is instead of saying hamaitzi meshusa yachid shus rabim, it took on the word yachid and rabim, just had hamaitzi meshusa shus. So by eliminating a word, he was able to include a tula. Why not? All other of malachas, if he wanted to include a tula, you would have to add another word. And the mission didn't want to. It focuses on ovis. Here, it didn't cost anything to include an ov. In fact, he deleted the word. So why not? Why not? But, however, the Bein Tam is not happy. Why not is not an answer. If the Mishnah clearly says I'm talking about Ovis Malachas, then why include Hachnasa? So what if he deleted a word? It's still a problem. But Abayna Tam Pidis Mishum Dehaitzav Hachnasa Gruyese, and because they are such weak Malachas, Hachnasa is the only Tulda that we had to find a reference in the Mishkan. No other Tulda has to be in the Mishkan as long as it's similar. The Mishnah deliberately wanted to learn the Tulda because it's a Chiddush. The whole Malach is a Chiddush. So I want to tell you, not only does it is there an Av, it even has a Tulda as well. And the Tulda was in Mishkan. Not Av, the Av, not Tayyad. Everything else was in the Mishkan. The Tulda is also about Tayyad. It's only the Av that it is a Pasuk for. All the other malach you don't need a pasuk for. In fact, Havara, we have a whole machlek, is why it says. And yet, there's a pasuk by Vidukov Machne or Al Yetzish Mekomei. It's because you needed a pasuk, otherwise, you would never imagine some malach. What are you creating here? As Tay says, Mali. That's it. So, yeah, so that's why you need a pasuk. And then the tool that had to be in the Mishkan. No other tool has to be in the Mishkan. All the tools, as long as in logic it's similar to the Av, that's a tool. Not by carrying. So Bain Tam says, for the same reason, it had to be mentioned. Back to the Gemara. Amar Ravina gives another answer. Ravina says, I'll bring a proof. Not only from the Mishnah in the seventh Pedic, from the very first Mishnah. Amar Ravina Masnisi Namidek. I bring it out of the first Mishnah. The Tani, it says, Yitzias Shabbos. Yitzias of Shabbos. Shtayin Shehen Arba Bifnim. Vishtayin Shehen Arba Chul. It says clearly here, there's two that equals the four Bifnim. It's Tata Yitzias, and the only way we can get to so many examples is if you also include Hachnasa. The Kamefadish Hachnasa. How do you get to so many examples? We said before, how do you get Shtayim? It's all an Hachnasa. Yishma Mino is a Raya that Hachnasa is included. Forget the seventh of the Perik. In the very first Mishnah, you say that as well. So that supports that Yitzias includes Hachnasa. Fine. Rashi Masnisin Masech the Shabbos Daik. It analyzes the Hachnasa Kodi Yitzia. The Kamer says Yitzia is a Shabbos time. Upidu is Hachnasa Lalter, and right away it says Hachnasa. The Tony Hossam. In fact, look at the very first example in the Mishnah. Keitzad Haoni Oimid Bechutz Ubalabai. The poor man is outside. The balabai is inside. Pasha the Oni is Yolefim. The poor man stretches hand inside. The Nasa Latuch Yodesh Balabai places inside the hand of Balabai. And the Hainu. And what's that example? That's Hachnasa. And yet, that's the first example in Mishnah of Yitzias and Shabbos. Clear.
So what
Sana
was saying, the first example, the giving that.
After the word Yitzias. Yeah, the problem is not the Tulda. We don't care right now, Tulda. The fact that Hachnasa is included, we think right now the word Yitzias, not because of Avatulda, the word Yitzias means Haitzah. So he's saying, no, Yitzias, even though we say Yitzias means Haitzah, you see clearly in the Mishnah that includes Hachnasa, because Yitzias is, it took it away from the original place. That's taking away. And therefore, it's legitimate to call Hachnasa, refer to Hachnasa as Yitzias. That's pshat number one. Mori's not answer. Rav Amar, what you said originally. Rishuyas Ketani. Yitzias means domains. Rishuyas Shabbos time. That two domains. Rav says that when it says in the Mishnah here, Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim. You're talking about Yitzias. You start with Yitzias. But then it says Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim. Shtayim is not referring to Haitzor Hachnasa. Shtayim refers to two Rishuyas. And then all the malachas that you can do between the two Rishuyas are included, whichever way you want to go. So therefore, it's not a problem. We're talking about from one Rishuyas to another, back and forth. We're talking about the Rishuyas, not Shtayim. We're talking about the way we learned before, Haitzah and Achnasa. Shtayim is not referring to Yitzi and Achnasa. Shtayim is referring to two Rishuyas. Shein Arba, that will give you four different malachas. Shtayim, Bifnim, and Shtayim, that two Rishuyas, Shein Arba will give you four malachas outside as well.
It might be the same idea.
Okay, because so, the problem was we learned Yitzias a Shabbos Shtayim, Yitzias a Shabbos are two, and we learned Yitzias Shtayim are Haitzah and Achnasa. But you said Yitzias. Now we're saying no. Yitzias a Shabbos Shtayim, but two Rishuyas. Shehein Arba. Now between these two Rishuyas, we're not going back to the word Yitzias, we're now going back to the word Rishuyas, to the Shtayim. You can go different way, back and forth. Now, the interesting thing Tesis picks up over here, now if you remember, we had a Rashi in the. We had a Gemara in Sanhedrin where Rav Ashi has a discussion with Rava. And there, most Mepharshim say that Rav Ashi actually was a student of Rava. So look at Tesis here. Rava Amar, remember this Tesis. Rav Amar, yesh shemoichkim Rav Ashi b'terutza delila. Those have a problem with the Gemara here, the syntax of the Gemara, where you have Rav Ashi first. The Tana hachnosa haitzah karalei, the first answer in the Gemara was Rav Ashi said that hachnosa is included in the word haitzah. The hashas loy hayikaveya divri Rav Amar achar Rav Ashi. How can it be that Rav should be, his opinion or his answer should be brought down in the Gemara after Rav Ashi? Why not? The b'yoyim shemeis Rav no Rav Ashi. And Tesis takes it literally. Clearly. Those of Farshim want to learn the Gemara Kedushim. Those of Farshim want to learn that when it says that Rav Ashi was born, means Rav Ashi became a leader when Rav passed away. But he was a student of Rav. Taisa clearly learns no. Taisa learns here that he Pashat passed away the day Rav died, and he was born, Rav died. And it's impossible that the Gemara would bring Rav Ashi's opinion before Rav's opinion. Says Taisa, that doesn't bother me. I agree with them, but that's not a problem. Because Rav was not referring to this Gemara's question. The Milsa the Rav like Kaila Tutsa Kushas. Rav is not coming to answer any questions. The Rav like by Eliyashiv the Maslisa in the Tani. He's just learning Pshat in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says Yitzi is like Tani Haitzas Lachayda. It should have said Haitzas. The Yitzi is Mashma Mutzayis Umavoyas the Hainu Rishuyas. The word Yitzi is different than Haitzas. Haitzas means carrying out. Yitzi means domains, and that's what Rav is saying here. Vashas Kavakan, and the Gemara just quotes Rav here because it also will work in our Gemara. Because if he's just coming to answer, why give such a modern answer that Yitzias Mizushuyas? Just like the first answer is good enough. Okay, back to the Gemara. We are up to now the Gemara where it says two dots. Tanan has we learned, and we continue now. It says in the Mishnah, Marish, Negoyim, the appearances of leprosy, Shnayim, are two, Shainarba, four. Now, these are they. The Torah gives us two different shades of white, Beheris and Se'es. Beheris is Azaz, the strongest color, Kishelik. It's like snow, white like snow, pure snow. Shniela, so what's the tool of that? I don't know. Is it? No. In New York, you hardly ever see the white because once it lands on the ground, it turns black. Shneela, what's the tool of snow? Kisida hechel, like plaster, lime. So that white, a little like off white, not a strong white. So that's the tool of beheres. Okay. Even though the Torah also says sapacha, the Gemara later on means, the word sapacha means secondary. It's not a color. Se'es, the other color the Torah brings down, that is ketzem elavon, white wool. It's not a color. It's secondary to whatever the Tatum lists, which is Beheris and Seis. Each one of them has a sapachas, has a secondary color. So snow has a, it means attached, literally. Snow has a secondary color, which is, we're saying right here, which is like lime. And Seis, what color is Seis? Ketema lovin, like white, clean wool of a, we'll see later more how do you get white, because usually it's a bit dark. White, clean wool of a lamb. And Shnila, what's second to that? Kekrein Beah, the white of an egg. Okay. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Exactly. Now look at Ashi. Shniela kesida hechel. It's the membrane. It's talking about the membrane, but. You have a concept of you can open up a chicken and find egg in the membrane without the shell around it. The shell comes afterwards. So that membrane is white. Look at Rashi. Shniela kesida hechel. Says Rashi, the avagav. Even though look at Rashi, shniela kesida hechel. Avagav the tzemel lovin wool. Aza is strong. Lav nunusay misid. L'chayde. In the order, you have snow, and then you say second to that is we just said a minute ago. Second to that is lime, but l'chayde the lime then should be whiter than se'es, which is white wool of a sheep. But it isn't. It's weaker than white wool of a sheep. So why is that the tulda of Baheris? It should be the tulda of Se'es, says Rashi. Al korchach Se'es shu'av must be that Se'es which is av korav elav nusa shel Baheris. Because they're both in the Torah, must be that we'll have to ascribe the white wool to Se'es, not the white wool to a secondary of Baheris. Elo shegevaya mimenu, let's just for a second, shegevaya mimenu ma'at. But what? It's lifted a bit. The word se'es means elevated. Se'es means lifted. Why is it lifted? The darker something is, the higher it looks. The wider something is, the deeper it looks. So therefore, it's called se'es because it's not as white as the smell. Because it's weaker than that, it's not a leprosy. It's not tummy. It has to be these shades, and the Kohen has to be an expert in the shades. Yes, Se'eis and Meheris. Now we're telling you what that means. We don't know what Meheris is. And Se'eis, we're saying, is not as white as the thing, because it's lifted up. Menu ma'at. Metoich she'enu lovin kamay. It's not as white as it. L'chodov ha'shachar nida gevoya min ha'lovin. Anything darker is raised compared to white. U'l'ficho nikra se'eis. That's what it's called. It's lifted. V'hashniyah she'nisrabu lem. And the two tools that we learn out, sid, which is lime, and krem beya, and the membrane of an egg, v'hasid lovin min ha'krem. So we know that the seed, the lime, is whiter than the membrane. Ulamata min akraim ein an egg. And anything less white than the membrane is no longer leprosy. Ela boyak, that's called boyak v'toyr. It's toyr, it's toyr. Vishnei marah shal tulde halavon ela'av halavon agvoya ela'av agvoya. And therefore each tulde is attached to its av. Hichach seed is lebeheris, attached to beheris. And v'kraim, l'seis, and kraim, and the membrane is attached to the wool. V'riba ha'kosev is atulis, so why do you need atulis? Le'itstarif im avoysen le'kiris. You need to have the size of a gris, of a bean, before you have leprosy. If you have half of that with a tulda and half of that of its av, they combine. So the tulda has combined with its av. Shehushia nega. Get back to your mother. So, according to this Mishnah here in the Goyim, the white lime will combine, if it's less than a bean, will combine with the snow. But white lime will not combine with white wool to become a gris, and you will not become tummy. And the white membrane will combine with the lime, but will not combine. Will combine with the wool, but will not combine with snow. Says the Gemara, Amar Abchirin, Mantana, Maras Negaim. Who's the author of this Mishnah? The Lake Rabbi Akiva will not conform with Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that these are four levels of white. The strongest white, obviously, is the snow. The second strongest is the wool. The third one is the lime, and the fourth one is the white membrane. Rabbi Akiva holds that each one will only combine with the one above it. So therefore, the tulda of Beheris will never combine with Beheris. The tulda of Beheris will never combine with Beheris. So, so obviously, the mission is not according to Akiva. The Ikra Akiva, Akiva no mazula maila mazu vizula mazu. Each one can only combine with one lighter than it. Imkein teharta seed hechel milatzarif. According to Rabbi Akiva, the seed of hechel has no one to combine with. Why not? Bahadi man litzvah, who should it combine with? Litzarfe bahadi beheres. Should the lime combine with the white snow? It's two steps away. Because you have the white snow, then the wool, and then the lime. How can the lime, according to Rabbi Akiva, Zula Mail Mazu only goes up one step? So first of all, Ikas Eis, the different Eis. Eis is wider, and that's the step in between. So you cannot have the white of the lime combining with the white of the snow. Okay, so what's the big deal? So let it combine with this Eis. But the Mishnah just said that each Av has its tulda. That means that only its tulda combines the Av. And since the white of lime is not a tulda of the white of the wool, it cannot combine with the white of the wool. It can only combine with the white of the snow. So the white, the lime, cannot combine with anything. It cannot combine with the white of the snow because it's too far away. It's two steps away. It cannot combine with the white of the wool because it's not its Av. It's not its tulda. Lav tulda deyu. Was there what? The four different shades of white, and the Mishnah was trying to tell you that the Chiddush is that you don't, if you have to have the size of a bean, if you don't have the size of a bean of one shade, two shades, they can combine, right? The Av with its tulda, the Av with its tulda. According to Bekiva, it can never be. According to Bekiva, holds that you can only combine with one shade that's lighter than you. That's it. So the tulda is always two shades away. Now it doesn't bother him. It doesn't bother him the white of the membrane with its av, the se'eis, because the Torah clearly says se'eis v'sapachas. The Torah clearly says that se'eis will combine with sapachas, with its secondary. So that doesn't bother us. The only thing that bothers us is the lime. There's no pasuk for that. There's no pasuk sapachas by the word beheres. Says the Gemara. Why doesn't he also why won't he ask you from the lime what you were saying? Why don't we ask also from the membrane of the egg? Nami Bahadi Man Litzife. So the Gemara says Litzife Bahadi Lukhaida. The Gemara is asking Litzife Bahadi says to combine with the says, Ika seed that of Mine Lukhaida is a step in between the lime. Litzife Bahadi seed la baminu is not even the same type. This is a tool of that av, this is a tool of another av. Says the Gemara, that doesn't bother me. Top of the next page. Hi Mai, what are you talking about? The membrane of an egg, there's no problem, Rabbi Akiva. What's the membrane of the egg going to combine with? With se'es, with its av, with the white of a sheep. I is two steps away. It doesn't bother me. Why? The avagav, the krein beya mitatoi, this ace, even though krein beya is under is se'es and it's two steps away, rachmona amad, the Torah clearly says, with the se'es, le sapachas. The Torah clearly says se'es has a sapachas, and sapachas is tfeil le se'es. Sapachas means that se'es has something secondary. That se'es, which is the color of white wool, has a secondary tool, and that is the membrane of an egg. And the Torah clearly says v'sapachas that they combine. Okay, so I understand that v'la sapachas means they combine the se'es. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the lime. Who is the lime going to combine with? And the Mishnah says here that the lime combines. According to Kiva, it can't. I forgot the minchas and minei tuva, even though it's two steps away. It doesn't bother me. Elasid Hegel Kasha. I have a problem with the Seed Hegel. Ella Machvarta will have to go back. It's clear now. Go back to our original point. Masnisin de Loik Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah does not work out according to Rabbi Akiva. Let's go a little bit further. In other words, our Mishnah that says that you can combine the white of the wool with the white of the lime will not follow Rabbi Akiva. It says you only go one step above. It says the Gemara of a Hegel, but tomorrow there is Tachnun. Let's go a little bit further. Hegel Shamin Rabbi Akiva. Where do we know Rabbi Akiva holds Zulamayim Zul? How do you know Rabbi Akiva holds that Yitak goes one step at a time? Maybe he also agrees that you can jump two steps. Ilema Mahad Tanya. Perhaps from the following conversation that Rabbi Akiva had with his son. And from the format of the conversation, from this, we can realize what Rabbi Akiva holds. What's the story? Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Shoal Yehoshua b'noi shel Rabbi Akiva. This is the source that we know that Rabbi Akiva had a son called Yeshua. And that's important. Let's just look at Ashi. Yeshua b'noi shel Rabbi Akiva, about 10 lines below where the Gemara is right now. Yeshua b'noi shel Rabbi Akiva, said Ashi, who Yehoshua ben Karcha? Whenever the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that's Rabbi Akiva's son. We know Rabbi Akiva had a son Yeshua from this Gemara right here. And Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, who is Karcha? Rabbi Akiva. How do I know? Kedama bechaydes chutz ben akedah chazer. Ben Azai said that I was sharper than everybody else except this baldy. Sorry, kereach. Except this baldy. Ben Azai was a son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, so he called his father-in-law that. My baldy, and therefore that became the nickname of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rashi, and Tosfos says the bechaydes chas v'shalom, but Rashi holds Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha Rabbi Akiva. I mean, just try to picture this: the chief rabbi, the nasi of Klal Yisrael. Was called the Baldy. Anyway, taking my right, he asked his father, why does it say that Maris Nagoyim are two that equal to four? That's what he asked. Omelozakiv said to son, what do you want them to say instead? No, the purpose of the Mishnah to tell you is that all the shades combine, yeah? So Yoimru, he says very simple. Why does the Mishnah say that Mikrein Beya, the lowest white, the darkest white that we accept to be a leprosy, is the membrane of an egg? Ula Mailan, anything that's wider than that, Tommy. Anything that's wider than that is Tommy. That's all. What do you have to spell out what these things are? Amalai, he said to him, Rabbi Kiv is a very interesting, Loimah to tell you. First he tells you, Shemistarfim Zerzeh. The purpose of the Mishnah is not just to tell you that there are different, that anything wider than that. Tell you that the shades, they combine with each other. So that's why we nominate the names. Amalai, Arasul, understand. The Yoimru Mikrein Beyo Lamaila, Tameh. So therefore just say that any shade that's wider than the membrane of an egg becomes Tameh. Umistarfim Zerzeh. And just say they combine. Why do you have to nominate the four different levels? Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva says, to tell you, Laima, to tell you, Kol Koyin She'enu Baki Behen, Uvish my saying, a Koyin has to be an expert, not just to say, oh, there's the shade of white. He has to know the names of each shade. He has to be proficient in this, and if he doesn't know the names for each shade of white, he cannot be the one to determine whether it's Tamei or Tai. So Rabbi Shu said to him, now the more saying, that's the conversation. Al-Khayda, he asked a question regarding the white of a membrane. Why doesn't he also ask V'ilu Mesid Hechel Amayla Lekamar? Why doesn't he ask also from the lime and above? Yeshua should say two things: from the white of a membrane and above, and from the lime and above, they combine. Why does he mention that? Since he didn't say that, is a raya that he holds that the white of the lime taka does not combine. He held Rabbi Akiva holds that they all combine with seis. They don't combine with beheris. They don't combine with beheris because it's too far away, and we cannot go more than two steps. But they all combine seis because it says in Torah seis and sapachas. And not like the Mishnah that says that that the white of lime can only combine with its av. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold as a tool of beheadis. He holds that the white of a lime combines its age because it's one step away, and the white of a membrane combines because it's a pachas. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? That's not a raya. But Dilma, maybe se'ez v'tuldasa beheadis. Maybe he just mentioned one of them, but he meant both. Maybe he only mentioned the membrane. The membrane, the white membrane, should join its av, and the white of the what are called? And the white of the lime will be this av. I am sure didn't mention it because he didn't want to go into all the details. He and his father having a discussion. They know what they're talking about. So he cannot bring a proof from there. What Rabbi Kiva holds, we'll see tomorrow what he does hold. What the proof?